Begin the current daven. Sech the Shabbos of Kuf Nun Dal. Begin the Menalz. Begin the Tuesday Maskot. It begins with the Gemara of Amrilan. Some say it was Rava who was Avuad Rav Mor Barachel, who was the father of Rav Mor Barachel. Tuesday is going to explain who is this father of Rav Mor. Because in one version, the Gemara says Rava was his father. So that's the Tuesday section. Legacy, we do not have that text that Rava was his father. Because the Muchav Yivam, it's obvious in the Gemara Yivam is the Avuad Rav Mor, that the father of Mor Gerhav was a convert. The Machil is like the Gemara says in Yivam is. The Rav, actually Rav Mor Barachel, he validated him that he's kosher, that he's a full-fledged Jew, and therefore Manya puts it above him. Therefore, he appointed him as a position of leadership over the people. Coming, the Gemara says, how is that? Because Kivin the Imam Yisrael, since at least his mother was Jewish, so he's qualified to be from amongst this, the midst of your brothers, and therefore he could be a leader over the Jewish people. So you see that his mother was Jewish and not his father because his father was a ger. And Rava was the Yisrael Gomer, wasn't a ger. And says, maybe you can't say the Rava, this Rava, Avud Rav Mori, who was the father of Mori. Nami ger, Hava, yeah, he was a ger, and therefore could be, it was Rava. Because them kingdom, that would be the case, have a little name, Rava Gier. It should have called him Rava the Ger, because I'm not Shas Bam, like the Gemara says, general regarding Isser, we call him Isser Gier, because he was a ger. So we point that out. No one ever says that Rava, calling him Rava Gier. But more of it says Taisis, the Avish Rav Mor Barachel, the father of Rav Mor Barachel, Mashma Baba Basta Peg Mishameis. It sounds like a Baba Basta Dav Kovim Tesim and Aleph. The Hainu Issigir, it actually sounds like that it was actually not Rav, it was Issigirah. Because Aminan, because the Gemara tells that Issigirah, Habali Tresa Alfi Zuzabe Rav. Issigirah, Issa the convert, had 12,000 Zuz by the house of Rav. Rav Mori Brain, the son Rav Mori, Hairasa Shalai Begdusha, Bele Dasa Begdusha Haba. That his conception was when he was not Jewish, and his birth was when his father was Jewish. Now, although there it doesn't say that was the Rav Mori, the son of Rachel, his son, it doesn't say it's his son, but it sounds like that he was that one. And again, so we see that his father was Issigir, and not like Argus here tries to tell us that it was Rav. But meanwhile, Taiz does tell us, if we say, as we are explaining over here, that story was Rav Mori Barachel, so we have to say that if we're saying that, yeah, we see from there that his father was actually Issigiera, so must be the Issigiera Barachel, Bas Mar Shmuel, Kodesh and Iskar. So must be his father had relations with his mother, Rachel, who is the daughter of the famous Amar Shmuel, before this Isser converted. Because how come that's what the Gemara is saying, but the Hirasa Shalabik Dusha, but that the son, Rav Mori, his conception was when the father was not yet Jewish. So Rachel, and his mother Rachel, was Basmar Shmuel, so was the daughter of the master Shmuel. Kedam Bekamak Tuchten, like we find many places in Shas, Rav Mori Bar Rachel, Basmar Shmuel. This was Rav Mori, the son of Rachel, who was the daughter of the Amar Shmuel. How do we understand this narrative, this story? Because the Gemara Ksubis tells that the daughters of Shmuel were taken into captivity. And Veshema Azbalan says, maybe that's when Isser cohabited with her, when he was not Jewish yet, before he converted. Now, Avagav, the Oslo came into Rav Chanina, although the Gemara tells that the daughters of Shmuel came in from Rav Chanina. When they testified, they said, that I was taken captivity, but I'm Tahar, which is a certain trustworthiness when the person was themselves who said the flaw, that they could undo it, Pesha Hissa, Pesha Osahu, Pesha Hitta. In other words, and they were saying that no non-Jews had relations with us when we were taken into captivity. So it says, what you have to say is, Love Kula Amr Hachin, not all the daughters said this. Because Rachel actually didn't say this, because she did have cohabitation that with Isser, who only later converted. Now, says Tezahu, but it's a wonder. Like we're saying that this is a Giyera. His son was Rav Mori, is the same narrative in the Gemara Yavamis, which was that Rav appointed this Rav Mori, who was saying he's the son of Issa Giyera, to be a leader of the Jewish people. The difficulty is, Ich Chai Isser Kol Kach, so how did Isser, his father, live so long? Mimis Rav Ad Rava, from the days of Rav until Rava. And if so, that the difficulty is because Vahar Rav, Yehuda Tamid Shel Rav. Yehuda was the student of Rav. The day that Rav Yehuda passed away, Rav was born. So Rav was a long time after Rav. And you can't say that in the days of Rav, earlier on, Isser was then very young. And when later on in the days of Rava, he was older. Vafila Rav Mori Benoi, because even Rav Mori, his son, Kvahari Gadol Batar Harbe B'mei Rav, his son was already an elderly and well-respected Talmud Chacham in the days of Rav. How do we know that? Midamanya Apur said the Bubble, and the fact that he appointed him to be a leader over the Jewish people in Bubble. So, Israel's father for sure was already old in the days of Rav. So the difficulty actually is to Rav Mori Nami Ikhintachashachakuka. How could we even understand his son Rav Mori? How did he live so long from the days of Rav until the days of Rav? So different Manir Kapish Rach, so rather so tell you, it seems like the interpretation of Rabbein Chananel. The Garsina Biyavam is that actually the Gersim Mesech Zivam says Rav Ashi, actually Rav Mori Barachel. Wasn't Rav. It was Rav Ashi that appointed him to be a leader over the Jewish people. Now Rav Ashi was after Rav. So although the day that Rav passed away, Rav Ashi was born, still it's not difficult. How could Rav Mori have lived that in the days of Rav and the days of Rav Ashi? Because Yachalir Shai Rav Mori cut in Bemei Rav. It could be that Rav Mori was young in the days of Rav. Bemei Rav Ashi, Kvahari Gadol, Bater Bezakin, and Rav Ashi, which came later, who he was the one, not Rav. He was already a great person in Torah and in age. Umino, a person at the Bavel, and therefore he appointed him to be a leader of the Jewish people in Bavel. And says Tzayis v'chein v'adi nir, most definitely it's like the way the Rebbe Chananel says. Because the Yesh B'Swam Rav Mishakos V'Mesh Ma'itzel Amri Law, there are many texts that want to say in this, in our sugyer regarding the Amri Law, who we said that those who want to say that Rav Mori was the son and not the brother, now, the Hiksha, and the questioner asked the Rav Ashi, actually Rav Mori Barachel, that Rav Ashi is the one who validated Rav Mori Barachel, which we see Rav Ashi validated him, even though his father wasn't Jewish, because his mother was from the Jewish people. So what do you mean? You're saying his father was Rabba? Mashani, that's what the Gemara answers, that Trey Rav Mori, there was two Rav Moris. One was the son of Issigir, like the Gemara says in Babasa. His mother was Rachel, the daughter of Marshmul, who was taken to captivity before Issigir converted. And that's the one that was appointed as a Gabi over the Tzibah, as long as his mother was Jewish. And one was the son of Rabba, as the Gemara is saying over here. And says, Tzayis and Pirish Rishonim the Misvan. Now this is, however, a commentary that was written in the Gemara, but it's not really from the Gemara itself. But one thing we see is Rav Ashi is the one that validated him and not Rav. That's Mepi Rabbi from my teacher. So I wrote, not that the Gersa that Rav was the father of Mar Barachel, because Rav Mar Barachel was a Ger, and Rav was a full-fledged Jew. Additionally, it sounds like in the Gemara of Abbasid, the father of Mar Barachel was Issigir. And this, it says, Yavam is that they validated him to be a part of Zadzim, because at least his mother was Jewish. You have to say, Rav Ashi was the one that validated him, not like the Gersa of the Gemara that we have over here, that Rav had pointed him, because it's not possible that that Gemara, that Rava pointed, because not possibly lived so long. And additionally, like Tzayis is saying over here, that it can't be that Rava was his father, because his father was Issigir. The next Tzayis Masas begins with the Gemara. Belav nami lo mechayev. Actually, even a negative prohibition one's not going to be liable. Why? Because davalei lav shenit lasaraz misis bezim, because it's a negative prohibition which is given over to having been warned for the penalty of the death penalty. So therefore, you don't get malchus. So I'm going to explain, why don't you get lashes, even though right now you're not getting a chiva misa? Because the Gemara says that machamer on Shabbos, leaving the laden animal, is not even chayv for lashes because of leisasikam alacha, because since a lav and lashes misa bezin, so you're not going to give me get lashes. That Tzai says, Tamar, it's a 1-3. Mabakach, what's the difference? That's nit lashes misa bezin, mikamakam yilti, you should still get lashes, a lav leisasikam alacha, on the negative prohibition, I'm not doing any work. The kivitcha b'lahaz al-machamer, since ultimately what he's getting warned for here is the isra of machamer, now, but machamer like a misa, and regarding machamer itself, you don't have any death penalty. So, although you're right, like the Gemara seems to be saying, that in that negative prohibition, which includes machamer, in that verse itself, it includes other malachas that there would be death penalty, but still, but for machamer itself, one should get lashes, as Tosafot proves, where the pligi, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza Hassan, Machlekes, over there in the Gemara, be'idim shehukchu benefesh, ul'vasev huzmo, regarding witnesses that testified someone's chayv misa. Then they were hukush, which was, they were refuted, and then other witnesses came, and not only were they refuted, they were huzam, which, that makes them have the penalty that they tried doing to someone else. So it's Machlekes, is hazama going to apply or not? The Chalam and Nerogin, one of these Amaram say that he's going to get killed. Chalam and Nerogin, one says he's not going to get killed. But I mean, the Gemara says, but test this time, we can prove the Rebbe Elazar, the Amar and Nerogin. Rebbe Elazar is from, didn't say who said what. We can prove the Rebbe Elazar is the one that says that the witnesses are not going to get killed. Why? Because Amar Blas, he said, Rebbe Elazar holds that regarding witnesses that were refuted regarding Achiv of Misa, that they're going to get lashes because of Loisana Berecha Ed Shaka. It's a negative prohibition of saying false testimony, which they did when they refuted. Now that says the Gemara, Vesagadai de Rabbi Elazar. Dominic Ragan Ivy would think to say Rabbi Elazar is the one that holds that they could be killed. Then am I like and why would he hold you ever get lashes for saying false testimony? Havalei lav, shenitin lazoz mizbez. And that comes out saying false testimony is a negative prohibition that could ultimately get the death penalty because if they're Huzam, they're going to be Chayv Misa. Aye, Lashma Menah, rather says the Gemara, it's obvious Rabbi Elazar is Dominic Ragan, he's the one that holds the Hokhshul B'Soyv Huzmu that they don't get killed. This time, obviously, that's a clear proof. That's what the Gemara says. Says Taisis, says the Rina's question. Amma, so you see, Mishum de'ein eragin, kishahokushul betchila, because they're not getting killed when they're initially refuted. So likin, so you're going to get lashes for leisana. We consider a lav that's not nitin lazaroz mizbezin. Avagav de ba'alma nitin lav, leisana lazaroz mizbezin. Although in general, the negative prohibition of leisana is applicable in the category of having a punishment of mizbezin, where you initially get hazama, so therefore it's difficult. Here also, you should get lashes by mechamah, because right now, there's no chiv misa that applies to it, even though in general, yes, it could include a chiv misa, like we find by that of lesana v'recha eid shaka. Right, similarly, another one that we has, based on the Gemara Baba Kama, that you get lashes for a lav and eat mizbezin, where it's not applicable right now for this case. Then the chol lavin shabal elam shenit lasos mizbezin. And any negative prohibition of Torah that is given over to have a warning of mizbezin, you look at alim. Then they should get lashes. Kishalei hisrabim lemisel malchus when they weren't warned for death, only for lashes. Mahud taimer from that same reason of the gemara over there. Baba Kama delayed nitin ba'isa shalasos mizbezin. That at that moment you're not getting a warning of mizbezin. So the problem is in all of Shas we find that this klalim. Ain't looking at love and it lasos mizbezin sounds like even in the case where you only warn for lashes and not for death. So Benil Lari, it seems to the read that the truth is that you're right. As it sounds like from Olin Shas that whenever you have a lav that niten lasos mizbezin, you're not going to get lashes even though right now you can't get a chiv misa. But what's with the Gemara Bava Kama, which both questions are really based on that Gemara over there? The Shani lav the Leisana. No, the negative prohibition of Leisana saying false testimony is different. Why? Because the Gully Bay Crud Nit Lamalkas, we have a pasuk that's explicitly telling us that there is going to be lashes by saying false testimony. Because the Ashkan Gabi Aidis Ben Gurusha, like we find by someone who testified that this kind's father married a Gurush, which makes the son a Ben Gurush, which makes him a Chalala, invalid kind. Like we learned on the beginning of Mesechus, that you're going to get lashes for this negative prohibition of testimony. We know it from the pasuk. We learn from over there that there's going to be lashes. Ah, says Taisus, the chasam leisan the malchus bedu. Since it says explicitly regarding saying false testimony, there's going to be lashes. Now, avagav dinit lasos mizbezin. Although it's in the category of a negative prohibition that could have a warning of a death penalty, still we find from the tziku that you're going to get lashes. So islan leukum bechol mili. So we have to explain in all its categories. Blei matzah asa de misa. It has to be talking about a case where in this specific case, you're not going to become a chiv misa. And that's why you're going to get lashes. But that's what the Gemara says above a comma, that according to one who says, a that you're not going to get killed, you are going to get lashes for Laysan, because Laysan is different, because we have a posse that tells us that it's going to be lashes. We just have to say which type in a specific case where you're not going to get Mises Bezin, even though the general category does have Mises Bezin. Now, Taisa explains, based on the way he's saying right now, why it's not difficult, that according to Rabbanon, that Edim Zayman are not like in the Mishalman, because of Gdei Rishasai, what do you mean? What do you do with Laysana? As Taisa says, Mahaitam and Namil Sashapa, now we can also explain how the Amad of Makis Begemar. To understand the Gemar in Makis. The Gemar brings that a bunch of witnesses say, Me'idnon res ish plain the Shulchev lechaveir Masai Mesuz, but Nim Tu Zayman. They testify that this person is liable, is responsible to pay his friend 200 Zuz, and turns out that they were lying, and they were actually through a process of Azama. So there's some Achleikis. Look at the Mishalman Dibri Meir. Meir says they get lashes for Leisana, and they have to pay because of Kasher Zam. The sages say, call the Mishalman Lekin. They say, no, whoever's paying is not getting lashes, and since they're paying because of Kasher Zam, they're not going to get lashes. So that, the Kama the Gemara says, over there, Bishlam, the Rabbanim, and according to the Rabbanim, they're not going to get lashes because the Pasuk tells us that they get a punishment, Kedei Rishas, according to their wickedness, and that's in the singular. To tell us, Mishum Risha Achasad Machayim Bechul, you only get liability for one wickedness, not for two. So you're only going to get for the monetary payment, and not for the lashes. But what are we going to do with the other opinion? Now, on that statement, says Taisa B'Kash Lari, that's difficult to the Riyah. Because, Lamele Lameimer, Time of the Rabbanim, why have to say the reason of the Rabbanim? that you're not going to get lashes mishum k'dei rishah asai, because that pasuk k'dei rishah asai. Typically, the rabbanim mukmi leisan lasos edim zaymin b'leil malkus. What do you mean? Very simply, according to rabbanim, they explain leisana is for the process of hazama, of getting the hazara for the penalty. Every penalty has to have hazara. So it's for the hazara of edim zaymin and not for lashkin muhazam. It's obvious from the gemara of malkus abdalad. A mishnah on the mishnah of meidim onu is explaining the shechay malkus abam. That we testify regarding that person that is liable for 40 lashes. Rabban hold over there that the witnesses who testify on someone who owes his friend 200 zuz and they have azama. So like we said, they hold mishama in him like him. They disagree with the mayor holds over there. They get lashes for leisana and you pay because of kash azama. So the gemara there explains that kunda bun leisana is that because they don't use it for that to get lashes. They use it for that for the ashar of edim zaymin. So you were not kedei rishasi. You shouldn't get lashes with Islam. Why do you have to say it's because of kedei rishasi? Additionally, Tais says because Lurinami, it's also difficult for the Rioso, how could you say according to Rabbanon that you're saying that this pasuk is la Azhar de Edim Zayman, or Das of the Malkus only come and tells the warning, the Torah regarding the punishment of Edim Zayman and not for lashes, Habazama the Golos of Ben Gerusha, but regarding the Hazama, which is the penalty that you get. If someone who testified regarding some Michaim Golos, or that he's saying that someone is a Ben Gerusha, and it turns out that he was lying and he gets the punishment himself, now, later, Rabban Dikam Malkus, Rabban agree that there's going to be a punishment of Malkus because there you're violating the Leisana and there's no Hazam over there. Now, if Rabban hold that this lav is only Hazam, Leisana, how could you say that you get lashes? But that says Taisis. Now, Ulamai depreciates. But based on the way we were explaining that the lav Leisana is different than the lav, Hanit Lasos and Mesim Basdin, because we learned from Vaimuk Ben Kezarosh that you get lashes, but still, like we're saying, with the lashes only going to be in a place where you're not going to actually have a liability of Misa. So as a Shapit, now we can answer both these questions. The second question first. Wait, how could you say, according to Chacham, Loisan is coming to be Asara Pa'im Zayman, even though you get lashes when you testify regarding someone's his Chiv Galos or Ben Gerusha, and that's a Tyson based on what we're saying, it's resolved. Because Loisan is coming, you're right, for Asara Pa'im Zayman. But still you're going to get lashes, either the Gersa Techi or the Chol, the Chol Hecha, the Loisan, they Miso, they Malkas, they Kashdom, because yes, when there's not going to be a penalty of Hazama, of death or lashes through Kashdom, Zamim, like Mishum Leisan, you're going to get lash of Leisan. Why? Keeping the Hasam Leitzarach Kard Leisan Lasar LeKashazam. Because then, in that context, you don't need to have Leisan to tell you as a warning for the penalty of Kashazam. Because you're not getting any penalty. You don't become Chiv Galus or you don't become Ben Grushas through your false testimony. That's why you're going to get lashes when someone testifies that regarding that person that is a Ben Grusha or that is going to be Chayiv Galus. And now we can also understand the first question Taisad asked from the Re. How did Tali Tam and Rabban Hasim this? That the Gemara explains the reason Rabban over there by Aiden that say testimony that he's chayv 200 zud, that they're not going to get lashed for Leisana like a mayor, is because, like we said, Mishum Kedei Rishah Said, because it says it's a singular. Why don't you say simply because Leisana is you need Fasar Beidin Zayman? Says Taisad, no, Dilam Mishum Kedei Rishah Said, if not for that pasig, how you like it? Mishum Leisana, but Rabban, yeah, you get lashed for Leisana, according to Rabbanan. Because the Anuk of this Re, Lahud Leisana, so Lekash Zamahudasa, although, and as we explained, that the holy sana is really as horror for the penalty of Kashra Zamam, because the Leonish Kashra Zamam came in his or like any, like you don't get a punishment for Kashra Zamam unless you were first forewarned. And therefore, it's going to be like a negative prohibition that's given over to the warning of Misa Bezdin, Shalay Niftim Lamalkas Elazar's Misam, because it wasn't written for lash, it was only written for a warning of death. It was the Azhara for the Kashra Zamam. But that's specifically that's only beginning of lashes because of kashazam. When they testify regarding someone who's chayv malkus in such a situation, then we say that loisana is coming to be the azhara for the kashazam, and the lash is not going to be because of loisana because it's coming for the azhara. But if let's say you're not going to be liable for kashazam only monies, then you don't need loisana to be the azhara for Kasha Zamam, because only for Chiva Malkus and Misi need have Azar. But if a monetary liability, you don't have to be warned before that. You didn't Chayshe Mishpat, you Chayim just because you made the Hezek. Rabban would agree to like Mishum Leisana that you would get lashed because of Leisana Kameh, but Ben Gerusha Begalas, like by Ben Gerusha Begalas, you love Mishum, Kedei Rishase, unless for the fact, like the Gemara explains over there, because it would Kedei Rishase. Not just continues, explains according to his interpretation, why does the Gemara say Makas that you don't get lashed because of Leisana, because there's no mice, there's no action? Why don't they say because Nitlas doesn't mean it doesn't? So it continues to explain why everything works out according to his interpretation. So it says, if you're going to say, just ask to take a second look. It says, Lamai the Pierce, based on what we're saying, Dilab the Golik Krob ahead your Malkas Beleisana. That if the Pasuk had not explicitly said that this lash is by Leisana, because we only know it from Vitzdikra Tzatadik. We would not have you liable because of it's a lava nitin lasos mis bezdin. Shem Kane, if that's the case, this that Ula learns out. The Edom Zayman like Mitzdikra Tzatadik Beresh Markus. In the beginning of the Markus, it says that yes, from that pasuk is where we know that Edom Zayman get lashes. What do I mean? What I have to come up with Vitzdikra Tzatadik? Typically, Leisana should be sufficient from Leisana. Mishan the Gemara answers, Mishan to have a lava she'im b'maisa. Oh, because the negative prohibition that doesn't have an action, and therefore for that itself, you wouldn't get lashes if you didn't have itzik. And that says Taisa, Maila Mashani. What do you mean? Why don't you answer? Mishum Tavale Lav Shani Laz Mizin Bezdin. The reason why you wouldn't get lashes on Leisana is not because it's shame by Maisa, simply because it's a Lav Shani Laz Mizin Bezdin, which Taisa holds is the closest thing, and that anytime you have such a category, including Leisana, you wouldn't get lashes. But Tirits, and that's the answer, is that Hushanu Yulah Hava Asa El Rabbanan. Now that answer would only be according to Rabbanan. The Lameya could trail Avi, because that's what we're going all along. We were all interpreting in the Rabbanan. But according to Lameya, there's two negative prohibitions. Cha lasar kasha zama, wants to give the warning of kasha zama. Hecha the zama misa malkas, where the punishment is for when you tried saying false testimony regarding death or lashes. The cha lamilka la, ones regarding getting lashes. That's what the Gemara preferred to say, rather the reasoning of because there's no action. That we could explain that not only according to Rabban, even according to Rabban, the Mishnah Masechta Makos over there. Ava gav the time of the lav she'im b'maisa nami lo yisod Yehuda. Although the reasoning the Gemara ultimately does give, because there's no action, doesn't work out according to Divin time of Yehuda, because he holds that you do get lashed on lav she'im b'maisa. But we prefer to say that it also works out according to Rabban. But now Chase actually explains that according to this interpretation, that you need to come out of its diku to get lashed on Laisana, it actually is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Taisis, and that was the difficulty that he's addressing. He said, Lamai de Pirsh, another glick that he's saying based on his interpretation. Lamai de Pirsh, according to what we explained, that Vitzdiku Tzatik has come to teach you that you get lashes and Laisana. It's Tzuch Vitzdiku Lamalka, so you need Vitzdiku to tell you to get lashes. After Lamai de Machai, but Lavshem Maisim, according to Behuda, that generally holds you get lashes on Lavshem Maisim. Still, you need Vitzdiku, because if it would just say Laisana and didn't say Vitzdiku, they'd say we're not getting lashes because of Laisana. Because it's a lav shein b'maisa, and therefore you have to, even according to Behuda, you need to have the pasuk of Tzidku, because if not, you would not have to get lashed for the lav shein b'maisa. Now Taisa brings another interpretation regarding the original question, why don't you get lashes even though right now you're not chay for misa? So says Taisa, we also used to give another answer. The reason why you get lashes in Laisana, even though we're saying, what do you mean, there's no chiv, what does that have to do with no chiv misa right now? But generally, say lav shein lazmas bezin, you don't get lashes, even though you don't get misa right now, is keeping the leisana stamksa. Because when it says leisana about saying false testimony, it just says in general a kol milikos. That's going on any type of false testimony. Lahachim mechayv malkas. Therefore, you're chayv for lashes kilu nichteva begerusha bagolus, as if it said leisana specifically, explicitly on begerusha and on galus. And so, if someone testifies regarding a liability of money, you get lashes because of leisana. Almost like as if it said explicitly, don't say false testimony regarding monetary law. Because then in that case, that the one regarding money would not be nit lazhar kasha zamam, because to be chayv money, you don't need to have azar. And therefore, you would be able to be make a liable kasha zamam without azar. So therefore, and same thing regarding ben gerusha megalis, then that would not be as azar for kasha zamam, because you don't need a bakasha zam, because there is no kasha zam. So then, how do you interpret leisana? Therefore, would be fit to get lashes on that leisana, because it's not being used in that context for kasha zam. Therefore, here also, that it wasn't written, even though you don't really say explicit leisana on every edus by itself, but although be this one, that's not chayv misa, it would not be fit to have lashes for the one that is in the category of getting a warning of Misa. Even though it cannot come to Misa right now, but still we say that's how it is in all of Shas. But still, Akshav Yeshlulka's love. Now we could say, based on what we're saying, that you could get lashes on it. As long as this specific case is not coming to Misa, since the Loisana was written on all these categories altogether unspecified, now we explained regarding monies that it is fit to get lashes on it. So therefore, in that same pasuk, you can now interpret Vahazamas Misa Namin. So in the Hazama of a Misa, You could also get lashes. Calls mashal liyochel, but they misa. As long in this specific case, you're not going to come to misa, and it's specifically by an edus where you could come to misa that you're not going to get lashes. Additionally, Tezik continues to explain now. He says, according to this answer, it's resolved what we had previously asked. Why do they say in Makis that you don't get lashes because of leisana? Since there's no misa, why don't you say simply because it's meat lasos misa bezin? That's just Tezik lefit tamzeh loha yochel etatz brish Makis. Oh, based on what we're saying, the Gemara could not have answered the beginning Makis. Shem havali lav shenit lasos misa bezin. Kipark, when asked, but tabulim shem leisana. Oh, what do you do with leisana? So then the Gemara gives the answer. We're asking because it's no ma'isa. We say, why don't you say because it's a lavshin lizmis bezdin? And that's the tesis. The avi bishanit lavzod mizah, because even though it's given over to get a born and granting death, still yesh lokas love. We would still say you should get lashes. However, nichlef stam on misa d'ramachim, since it said unspecified regarding death and all other things like this whole teres tesis was giving. So it's like as if it was written each one specifically, and therefore, because bishul like we explained that you would think that you would get lashes, and then we have to say because lavshin by ma'isa. This is can explain that according to this interpretation, you don't have to learn it from tzdiku that you get lash loisana, according to the one that holds lapshem and baisa lugim up. So it says lafish lash and zeb, based on this interpretation, loyasa drush of the tzdiku, so then the exposition of tzdiku to tell you that you do get lashes is eleman de isle lavsha imba maisa in lugim up. Only according to the other one, not like Rabbi Yehuda, can the shan bishmak, like the answer in the beginning of Makas, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't need this drasha, because you would say you would get lashes because of loisana. Not to explain, so according to this interpretation, why is Leisasaka Malacha considered Lava Misa Bezdin, even though it includes other Malachas that don't have a Chiv Misa? So Tayyip says, Makasham, what's difficult is the Machala Shas, Chasham Lava the Shabbos, Nitlaz Misa Bezdin. In all the Shas, we consider the Malachas of Shabbos that it's given over to a warning of Misa Bezdin. But Vamai, why? Based on Tayyip's principle that he just said, Hakoinami Alav the Machamer, in that Pasik includes also the negative prohibition of Machamer. And also by the Isi, which Gemara brought in the beginning of this, the seventh of Avon base, to like a Misa, which those specific cases don't have death. And then what we should have said that it's not a Lav Hanit and Lasod Misa Bezin, since it includes Malachas that are not have Misa, and therefore you should get lashes, just like we just said regarding Lysana, which we said includes Mammon and Begarusha and Golas. And that's the thing, Vishem, what you could say is, Kib Nechsib Kaloiza by Malacha Yuma, since it says whoever does a Malacha is going to die. Mash Mistam Malacha the Shabbos, Hainash Misa. So it sounds like that general, when we refer to Malacha regarding Shabbos, it's the death penalty. Therefore, when it talks about this pasuk, it doesn't sound like it's talking about the malach of Isi. Avalav de leisana, in contrast to lav de leisana, mash mashadvom, shein ben misamak. It sounds like it includes other things, even though it does not have death and lashes. And mechin lav de mechama, also regarding the negative prohibition of mechama, de leisazik a malacha, at behem tocha mashma, ashachi b'shabbos tevim mechama, that's going on other liabilities of Shabbos, more than mechama. Why? Nechsev atam, the fact that it says you, could become a hacha, like it says over in the Gemara, that since it says you, so therefore, that would sound like that we're talking about only that something that you yourself do and not your aunt. Or Inam, another interpretation why Lysazik Malacha we would say is not going into Lav and Machamer to say why it's considered Lav and Nit Lazo Mis Bezin is Milksiv Lysas says that you shouldn't do Milksiv Lysasu in the plural and therefore it's not going in Machamer. Natsis is finished off by explaining that why don't you say the Machamer you get lashes because of Al Yetzik? So it says Taisa by Tzon Nami, also regarding carrying out from one domain to another domain. Avagav the Navkam Al Yetzik, although we learn in the Gemara Ibn Abid Zaman base. From Al Yitzi Ishmim Kleimer, Bahadi Tchum and the Mamalkas, together with the Isra of going out of Tchum, regarding that there is lashes, so Machamer should be included in the Malach of Eitzah to be Chayiv lashes if you didn't give a warning for Misa because of Al Yitzi. So that's a taste, in like in love, Afullah Hisubay Lamisa. No, you don't get lashes on Machamer, even if you did not warn it regarding the death penalty. Why? The Chostam Eitzah the Shabbos, Isa Bekordi Vichole HaMahavi. Because in general, any Eitzah of Shabbos, including the Pasig, of the people stop bringing. In other words, that the Gemara learns out that Moshe said everyone should stop bringing stuff to the Mishkan, which that's the Isra Haitzah we learn out from there. And there it says, Al Yasa Oid Malacha. So you see, Haitzah is considered Malacha, which is like we said previously in Taisis, that's included Kalaisa by Malacha Yumas. So Machamer, which does not have Mises Bezin, therefore it's not included in this prohibition about Haitzah about getting lashes. But Taisa concludes that Teretz Rishon, the first answer, which we explained that from Vitztiku, which where we learned out that there's Lash Malaysana, that's why it's different, but old Lava Hanit Miss Bezin, nearly we Iker, that seems to be a primer, and maybe Rabbi, that's my teacher. Taisa had written two answers why to get lashes on the Lava Laysana, even though generally when you're, it's a category of Chayv Misa, even though this specific case doesn't have, that you'd be part of a lashes. So on that Taisa says that even though it is a Lava Nit Miss Bezin, but we learned from Vitztiku, that is lashes. And it's logical to say that the Pasuk, however, only said in a case when this specific case is not Rechayv Misa. So therefore, we can understand that you don't get lashes on the Lav de Machamer, even though it's not possible that there's going to be a Chiyav Misa, because Leisazik HaMalacha includes Malachas Achiv Misa, is still, that's considered, that's different than the Loisana, because Loisana has explicitly, like we learned it from Vitztiku. Or another interpretation Taisa said was, since Loisana is said regarding testimonies that there is no Chiv Misa, so it's as if Loisana was written on every type of Eidus by itself, and therefore it's not a Lavin, Lavin is best. And they're bringing galashes in those situations when there's no Chiv Misa. That they said, according to that interpretation, you have to say that the reason in the Chamed that there's no lashes, even though it's not possible to be a Chiv Misa, is because Lysazaka Malach Adam Hemtokal is not going on Machamed. And Tosfos gave three reasons why we don't say that this lav is going on Machamed. Either because it's not Malacha, only if there's a Chiv Misa, or because it says in the Pasuk Ata, like the Gemara is going to shortly explain, or because Lysazaka says in the singular terminology, and Tosfos concludes that the rehold that the first interpretation is the primary one.